three ball from CG43. They're in front.
This is flat out ridiculous.
From a beautiful left hand, in and out finish, the old fashioned way.
Newell gets to the basket with one to come. From there again. You have got to be kidding me. Tyson Stiff wraps it up.
I want to say one thing. I'm going to start off. Our intro music hits us with CG43. You know, there's that bit in the in the tune, which I love. I don't. Why do we have CG43 in the Olympics? That was what a complete waste. Not the Olympics. What are we at? The World Cup. Complete waste of time. Anyway, CG43. There's my intro.
This might not be the best way to start it, but you know who delivers that line? Oh, no, it's not. It's not Homicide, is it?
But no, I think Homicide it's Dwayne, actually.
It is Dwayne. Homicide does get a mention in there, and let's start with that at the top. Wishing Homicide well. Trevor Glee, for people that didn't hear it, at the World Cup, the game against Slovenia, or was it Georgia? One of the two.
Slovenia, yeah.
Slovenia. Trev announced that, Corey's got cancer of some description. That was not good hearing. Corey's done this podcast a while ago. I don't know him personally, but I've spoken to him then and there. Took the time for me. Nice guy. We really wish him well.
Yeah. Always willing to have an opinion.
Yeah.
Not always the correct opinion, but at least he's willing to put himself out there and say something. So, yeah, thinking of him, really, really, I mean, cancer sucks. What do we say? We say, fuck cancer. That's what we say.
That's what we say here. We'll see. Yeah. But let's talk about the World Cup. Let's stay positive.
We got to start with our slogan, Joe. The new slogan.
We've been workshopping
because we've been away for a while, so we've just been workshopping a new slogan.
We've been away. The show, who knows what. It'll be back for next season. It'll be different, but it'll be back for sure. And we were thinking about slogans and, you know, because the NBL. What's the NBL's new one? Take time. Yeah. Every time matters.
Every moment matters.
Every moment matters. That's fine. That'll do. And we came up with ours, which was... This podcast is not much, but it's enough. And that's our motto. We're sticking to it. Yep. Canyon came out with it.
Oh, well, it's a team effort, you know.
World Cup. Australia still, are out.
Yes, still ongoing. Australia got to the second group phase and no further than that.
I'll start with a broad question. Are you surprised, disappointed, or, you know, kind of like, okay, that happened, to be expected? Where are you at?
I thought they would make it to the elimination phase. But having watched them play, I'm not surprised. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, watching some international basketball again, definitely not surprised. So I was probably had the rose tinted glasses on, before the competition started. There were worrying signs in those practice matches, but I was like,
Patty Mills gets going.
Might be okay, but no, it was just a bit of a disaster.
What were the worrying signs for you? What didn't you like about this team?
Well, it's probably, again, in hindsight, right? This is what I'm going to do in hindsight. There was full of NBA athletes that are unfamiliar with the FIBA game.
Okay.
And lots of slashers and no shooters. And I think that is probably the story of this tournament. Too many wings who can't shoot the ball.
I agree with that assessment. I mean, the other thing I'd say is the rose gold team is probably a little bit elevated in people's minds. You know, that was a COVID Olympics. Yes, for example, you know, Serbia didn't take most of their NBA guys, and a bunch of different teams didn't really put their best foot forward. And that was in the boomers culture step to the fore, because guys were like, hang on, go to the Olympics in Tokyo and sit in a confined hotel and not go anywhere. This is boomers culture. It held up under those circumstances, whereas a lot of other countries kind of fell flat. They were like, can't be bothered this year. And they put it on the back burner, whereas Australia stepped to the fore and obviously won the bronze. I didn't particularly like this team from the get-go. I never announced that I didn't think they'd get very far, but I thought rookie point guard and Giddy, and he had a great moment in the third quarter of the game against Slovenia.
Sure,
scored six or eight straight points, looked great. But the bad start to pretty much every first quarter and every fourth quarter. I'm not saying that's on Giddy alone, but it just reeks of a rookie point guard who can't arrest momentum or not to the full effect that like a Dele probably has in the past. So that was one thing. And then the Landale injury. I think people are being a bit harsh on this team. Landale goes down. Would you put Landale's the second best player on the Boomers? Or second, third, behind Giddy, Paddy, and he?
Landale the second best. He could well be, actually. In terms of the... Yeah, like and he gives a different look. You know, the other guys are kind of interchangeable. Mm. But he and Paddy are the two unique players. Mm. Mills able to get a shot off almost whenever.
Mm.
And Landale with that back to the basket. Yeah.
Just a big guy who ran the middle of the court and was a big option and played D and turned away shots. When he went down, I went, oh, no, there goes their roster balance. And then you had kind of Cooks in there and Reith and guys who were just underdone coming out. So I'm not surprised by the outcome. I didn't think this team was particularly good. And Ingles had regressed. I think we could all – he was out of position. He's out of position.
I've got thoughts on Joe Ingles.
Yeah, let's go straight to Ingles. Go on.
All right. This should be his last major tournament. I am so fed up of Joe Ingles meandering through these FIBA tournaments. Every time he comes in, he's like, oh, he's a knockdown shooter. He's the extra point guard this team needs. He is like, and he's slow Joe, you know. It's fine. Mm. He moves slowly. No, he is glacial Joe.
Ooh.
He's doing nothing.
Snow Joe. That's funny. See, might I remind everyone, if you wish to become a patron of the podcast, the link is in the description. Snow Joe. Glacial.
I love it. I'm right here for it. Yeah, that's a good one.
Thanks.
And every time he got open, he would do the this is a sure sign that a player is passe used by date.
Mm.
It's something that Jesse Wagstaff started doing a few years ago. Instead of just shooting the ball, they throw a head fake and then pass the ball. Like if you get the ball, let it rip. That's what you're on the court for.
And what I hated about that was Gorgian was kind of breaking his own rules, because I had heard Brad Rosen in conversation saying, well, if you're going to be out there and not shoot the ball, I'll just put out a 7-footer, you know, in your place. And whatever. And he was breaking his own rules where Ingles was passing up so many shots, kind of open, you know, stuff where he could have maybe thrown a pump fake, done a sharp dribble, done something. But he was just too happy to be a passing post. And I thought, Gorgian, you're breaking your rules here.
Yeah.
You know, if a guy's tentative, he's got to come out and – yeah, that's where maybe you look at Golding coming in there, barely got a minute.
Have you seen the latest that video of US politician Mitch McConnell?
Where he just freezes?
Just freezes.
You're saying that's Gorgian?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm saying Gorgian isn't it? So it's all like Mitch McConnell is too old. Too old. Like he's going senile.
Okay, let's talk about
on the job senility. Mm-hmm. I'm saying Brian Gorgian, great career. Take nothing away from you. But you got to retire, man. You're 70 years old. Put the feet up. Chill. Let somebody else have a turn.
I don't know. I am a lot of finger pointing at Gorgian going on online. Whoa. Holy moly.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I don't agree. I just don't agree. And finger pointing online, and also people I've spoken to who have been around the game a long time are sort of like, maybe he's hung on a bit. I disagree. Popovich is 5-6 years old, is still coaching. This is Brian Gorgian. I just didn't think the roster was good. And then when you add the Landale injury just weeks before the tournament starts, I thought this outcome was on the well and truly on the billboard. And I think people overrating Josh Giddey. Giddey's 20 years old. You had to know there were going to be stretches where, oh, they've just conceded 8 points in a row. They can't arrest momentum. Gorgian's got to take time out. Happened in all the big games. And Giddey is a good player, but you know he's been on that sort of tanking Thunder team, quarters 1-3, run the stats, whatever, and then take an L in the fourth. And that's what he knows until really this season. And I just thought he's going to come in and lead the team to a World Cup, you know, with guys playing for their life. I mean, Slovenia were flopping, ducking, diving, bitching every – they weren't going to let that game go. They were not
no,
– that would have been the one where like – if they had gone down and felt slighted, they would have done that thing where they sort of score in their own basket and protest. They were not going to let this game get away from them, and they didn't.
No.
But that's what I think. But
and you look at you talk about Giddey, the second best player on the Boomers roster, or maybe even the best, Dante Exum.
Dante Exum, great. And this is why I spoke to Worthington.
I spoke
to Worthington at the start of the thing. I said, is there a chance we see Exum over Giddey? Bigger, stronger body, a bit more mature, really
better
played
shooter.
Great in FIBA.
Yeah.
Played ahead of, and sort of, you know, I thought the keys were given a little bit prematurely to Giddy. As people know, I'm I like to swim upstream. I'm doing myself a disservice. I could feel my bank account hemorrhaging money. You know, you've got to be nice to Josh Giddy, haven't you? You didn't get the memo. I just thought, no, I'm not sold. I'm not sold. And Exum had a great tournament, kind of proved me right there.
Yeah, I would like to see. I would have, especially towards that back end of the tournament. Now, Giddy did some spectacular things in spurts, but run the spurts and then get him out. You know, like don't make him be the only decision maker at all times. I think it's asking a lot of a kid, really.
That's too much.
It's almost unfair.
And that's where it's like maybe Dellavedova should have hung around on this team instead of a Dyson Daniels spot, but they're not going to do that. They're not going to go to Dyson Daniels and say, yeah, you're an NBA guy, but we're going to cut you and bring in Dellavedova. That was never. So Gorgian kind of gave into that political pressure a little bit, and that would be my only criticism of Gorgian, perhaps, that Dellavedova, but I didn't see Dellavedova in camp. He may have been done. I really can't comment. But teams wanted Giddy to score, and he kind of did, but he had rather low assist numbers, especially in the big games.
And as Gorge would say, he pounded the ball.
He felt the leather.
He's got
Spalding imprinted on his palms, man.
I need a Connor Henry. You know, it's like you over dribbled and you over dribbled.
And that was the strategy, I think. Tell me, let's go back to the Germany loss. Did you watch that game?
I did.
Give the people your thoughts because I only watched the last quarter.
Look, it was a fantastic game. Really, like everything you love in FIBA basketball, just tension on every possession, superstar player like Schroeder going nuts, just back and forth, really, really good play. So I really enjoyed the game and it had a bit of everything. And I think that was, even though they lost, that was probably Australia's best game.
Yeah,
I would suggest. They threw a few different looks out there. If I recall, I think they were still running Jack White some minutes at that point, which I like. The roster just seemed to click in better. So I thought it was a fantastic game. They just had brain farts at the end, and then you had Patty Mills like with two ball handling errors.
Yeah. But that's my point. Why is he in that position?
Well, that was comes. Well, ironically, we talked about Giddy not being on the court, not having to make all the decisions. He had to come off for blood, which did upset the apple cart a little bit in terms of what they were going to run from an out of bounds play, I think. Mm. But yeah, it was a tough loss, but a good game, and so it was enjoyable to watch. But I don't know what I'm trying to say in that game.
Well, they lost it, and I feel kind of undernourished from the World Cup. The two good games that the Boomers, like I watched Japan and they beat them by 20. They were up big early and swept them. And Finland was a bit of fun.
Flat track bullies.
And then any game of consequence, the Boomers got either out-strategized or just flat out played. Let's go back to the Slovenia game because that's the one I saw more. I mean, people really criticized that game. It was within 2 points with 9 minutes in the fourth. Luka Doncic charged fouls. He wasn't even on the court. And Slovenia scored 8 straight points. Josh Green missed 2 corner threes. One, I remember being, you know, pretty open, slightly contested. He hits those, things go differently. But I just didn't. People are really, really, I think they're really overvaluing this Boomers team. Really overvaluing. And I don't think Gorgian was that bad. And I don't know what combination. There was not a combination at all that felt easy on the court in any game, except against the easy bits. There was not a single five where there was any balance of shooting off the dribble.
This gets back to the point I was making at the start about all the slashing players that we have. Mm. Yeah, you've got Thybulle and Josh Green.
But isn't that just the talent Dante. Pool? Like, who would you have taken? Like, you're going to take Vasiljevic?
Well, it's not even. I think you know, like Slovenia brought on, was it Prepelic? She came in and just knocked down triple after triple. Like, we had, theoretically, that was Chris Goulding for our team.
Also, who came in under an injury cloud?
Yeah. So, and if it's not going, then get Vasiljevic in. Just find a guy whose single skill is to hit a 3-pointer.
I agree with that. I do agree with that. I want to look that. You want to look down your bench and see shooters, not defenders. And that's where a guy like Dyson Daniels. You had to bring him for political reasons and probably his play in the camps and everything. But you'd rather look down and see Vasiljevic than him at a World Cup, I think, anyway.
And I've done some analysis, my friend. Mm. This whole defensive thing, you know, our boomers lock in defensively, we're switching everything.
Yeah, against Papua New Guinea.
Yeah, right. Do you know, I was looking at the stats. Boomers, in their group that they finished in, the second round group, they had the worst defensive rating in that group.
Really?
And then I was like, oh, wow, that's surprising. Okay. And then I looked across all the second round groups. Mm. And only Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic gave away more points than the Boomers.
Wow. Why do you suppose?
All this talk about, you know, it's defense all the way and defense wins games and Gorgian's a coach and he's a defensive-minded coach. That may be the case, but it did not play out that way. And I know what the answer will be. They'll say, oh, we're missing Jock Landau, no rim protection. No, the teams are scoring threes.
Yeah.
Like, that's
What do you think about the strategy to double Luka Doncic? I actually quite liked it. And also they held him to his lowest score of the tournament, low percentage, lowest assist numbers, and forced him into fouls. They frustrated him. I didn't hate that strategy at all, but they couldn't rotate around.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, two ball movements and open shooter.
And so wide open too. Yeah, it was a weird tournament. People want Gorgian's blood. So you think Gorgian made a mistake and should see out Paris or someone new in that job?
I think they should switch out. I think it's
really
time. Yeah, Gorgian, hang him up. Thanks very much for your service. Let's move on.
Wow. I disagree.
Right, he's an old man, and you know what? He wasn't even coaching.
He was
half
old
the
last
time.
Year. He was old when he was at Illawarra and they were in the semi-finals out of Wollongong, one of the worst teams in the NBL. Not true, roster, but that franchise.
Well, maybe Gorgian should have coached more because it seemed like he was deferring to Capehorn a fair old bit.
Well, I will say a word about Adam Capehorn. Out of every timeout, they didn't get a single score of a play he drew up.
No,
and maybe I'm exaggerating it a little, but I never saw. They come out of a time, like Paddy Mill. Okay, all right, Giddy's out with blood. That's a shame. What's the play? Paddy Mills dribble into a double. What? What'd you draw up? And maybe they didn't follow it. I can't comment, but the same problem.
That did seem to be a play they ran with strong level of consistency was the Paddy Mills dribble along the baseline and get yourself trapped. That was a great offense. They ran that so consistently. It was really impressive. They had that drilled well. Oh, and the other one is the kick it to Joe Ingles and have him hold the ball for 5 seconds because he's too cool to shoot.
Attractive. The Slovenia game was really unattractive. Until Giddy kind of made a bit of a move and did something.
Yeah.
That game was in the mud. It was unattractive.
Yeah. And I got to say, I hate Luka Doncic so much.
He pisses and moans the whole
Such
game.
A whinger.
He every call. In just that real little, like, Italian way. And I know he's not thing. Italian, but Slovenia is basically part of Italy.
Yeah, that little shoulder up, like, oh, it was me.
He looked good, though. He looked – when the thing is, people are like, oh, the double teaming and da-da-da. They had to – when Jack White late in the game switched on to him single coverage, Luka Doncic had this massive three in his face. And I was like, yeah, the idea that you can't double this guy is absurd. There's no one on the Boomers who can cover him. What's a little bit of a referendum on Thibel, the fact that the Boomers just went – Gorgian and the staff just said – You can't even dent this guy. We're going to go to a double team.
Yeah.
There was no thought to, like, all right, let's give him four possessions on the guy and see what he can do. Yeah. They didn't even chance that. Doncic had lost a good 15 kilos from the NBA season. He looked in the best shape probably so far of his career and was intent and looked good. But, yeah, there was a bit of a red run title. Let's go to this stuff, all this stuff about, like, Bryce Cotton joining the team, Thibel coming out. I mean, you might have seen Trevor Gleason put up something on Twitter about, he'd put in Simmons, Cotton, and someone else, I forget, at the expense of.
Keep Golding, though.
I agree, but, like, Golding, guys who can hit shots.
Yeah.
They have a value. He can't defend, but in Phoebe he can block the paint and stuff.
Well, they couldn't defend this tournament, judging by the stats, so who cares?
Exactly. At least make shots. But do you think the bad offense put him under pressure defensively? I really wasn't looking too keenly to note that, but that could have happened too. But I'm shocked to hear the defensive rating stuff. Canyon with the stats.
There you go. Yeah. Doesn't happen often. But
no, I got some stats of my own. You'll see them later. Don't worry.
Okay.
I think we've pretty much covered the games. Like, I don't think
the games. Yeah, sorry.
No, that's all right. I think the games are covered, but
I want to talk. Let's talk about this roster situation then.
Go for it.
So Bryce Cotton. Mm. Can I deal with the elephant in the room?
He's not a citizen, and it's totally sort of up in the air, penciled in.
Absolutely. But if he is to get citizenship and be eligible for the Olympics, let's just say, you know, Danny Mills actually pulls finger out and actually does something successful. Is he a better FIBA player than Matisse Thybul? Yes, indeed he is. I'm taking him. We don't need Matisse Thybul anymore. We've got Josh Green. You've got Exum. You've got Jack Cooks. White. Cooks, Jack White. Exum, we got all those. Yeah. We got that guy like three times over. We don't need him.
It's funny you said how they were so bad defensively, but you would have thought if they're that bad defensively, then maybe they do need Thybul. But I just think Cotton. It's an offensive game, and I like shot makers, and he's the ultimate shot maker in this country.
Yep, and he's done it for a long time. And all the arguments might be, oh, he's too old, but he's not going to be that old. He'll be good for one more run around,
for sure.
So I think you've got to keep him. Yeah,
I don't think it was a folly by BA to not kind of pursue his citizenship aggressively. I don't think that. It's very easy to say in hindsight they should have taken Cotton because Thybul didn't do a lot, but. Even at the time, I was like, Thybul had such a good Olympics. No one would have ever thought.
Oh, yeah, he was great. And he was great at the Olympics. And there was a real love affair around Thybul. I loved him too, don't get me wrong. I thought that he was really fun. But his
times have changed. And that's what I'd say about people who are like, oh, Gorgon and this team should have been at the thing. I was like, nah, this outcome doesn't surprise me. It's not the roster of the Olympics. It's just not. Ingles had a really bad NBA year. It looked dreadful. And I had to cover it. Paid to do so, had to watch these games, and he looked bad. And Mills wasn't actually came off a slow year the year he played at the Olympics too, but came off an especially slow year last year. Did not play coach's decision for 50% of last season. That messes with your confidence. That messes with your preparation. You need the run. Let's talk about the World Cup in a whole. Can we
just talk one more player on the Boomers?
Okay, yeah, sure. What's up?
I want to talk Xavier Cooks versus Jack White.
Oh, go on.
So I liked the combinations they ran when both of those guys were on the court at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
They were both pretty active on the boards, pretty explosive. I thought it was a fun lineup. And then Gorgian, for whatever reason, went right away from it and chose Cooks. Basically, after his blowout game, you know, the game against where he had 16 boards. Yeah, and that was a sensational game, like absolutely brilliant.
Bit open gym.
But, yeah, exactly. This is my point. Like, he played himself into the rest of the tournament with that game and benched Jack White as a result. But I thought Jack White was actually better overall. And I would have gone with Jack White or at least kept both of them with some court time. I think Jack White was a little bit screwed over by Cooks just having a good game against a undersized Japanese lineup.
Yeah, that one big guy on Cooks was just two-stepping him. That bigger guy for Japan still had 30 points.
Oh, yeah.
He was a step behind it every time. Cooks just was too so slow. But, you know, that's Cooks what I'm saying.
All the other times, Cooks was like a Gumby. He couldn't control the ball and his body at the same time. He was just so highly strung. It was like a turnover.
He missed a lot of bunnies around the hoop, but he was very tense.
Yeah.
Pretty much across the tournament, except against Japan when he got in a roll. I don't know. I didn't like this team. I've said it before in this pod, but I'm saying it again. I didn't like this team. And I was a bit embarrassed for people paid to cover it when, you know, the Boomers beat someone in a practice match. Who'd they play before Brazil?
Georgia. They played Georgia in the closed gym.
Who they play? No, I watched this one. They played France. France. No, it was another easy beat. Oh, Venezuela.
So
they beat Venezuela, ranked number fucking low world ranking. I should say high world ranking, big number.
Yeah.
And they beat them by a lot. And everyone's like, oh, this defensive switchability of this team. I'm like, it's a practice match. It's a practice match against Venezuela. Well, what are we talking about here? This is ridiculous. Yes, the Boomers look good. You and I would look okay against Venezuela, bless them. I mean that. We'd look all right. So I just thought unrealistic expectations of this team. I didn't like the roster. Let's talk about the World Cup as a whole.
Okay.
As a TV product and stuff, did you enjoy, if you were a first-time buyer of the World Cup and basketball and the Boomers, would you be back for a second dip?
Look, I mean,
that Slovenia game was gross with the fouling and the flopping and the bitching. It was gross.
See, I'm a little bit different. I enjoy the FIBA game. I really like it. Mm. I like that it's every possession's kind of intense. I like that it's kind of the game runs pretty smoothly through. And I like the fact that everybody plays defense. I just love the FIBA game. So for me, I'm like here for more of it. If I was just an average Joe looking at this game, I'd probably not love it. There's not the highlights that the average guy probably wants to see. You know, the sort of open lane is not there. So you don't get the spectacular dunks and that kind of stuff. So everybody says, oh, the NBA is so much better. Well, it's just the rules.
Yeah, you know? It is the rules. No, it got bogged down. What I did love is just quick quarter time breaks. You'd get up, put the kettle on, and before it boiled, the game was back on. I like that. You know, I hate those long breaks.
Yep.
So that was good. Fouls. A lot of fouling, and your basketball's got a problem. Like the game against Germany, the fourth quarter just took forever. Fouls and ticky tack and blood and stoppage and that. And as a total newcomer to the sport and a casual fan, you'd just be like, ah. Too many chances to jump off, you know, too many stoppages in play. And that's just basketball itself. So I'm not blaming FIBA, or this World Cup or these refs. That's just the sport, you know. In the fourth quarter, lots of more fouls happen.
Yep.
So it's just something the sport's got to work out. But, that's what I thought. But,
In terms of the presentation, I liked it. I liked the statistics. It was nice to see statistics that work and a game clock that's in time with the actual game clock on the court.
Indeed.
You know, the presentation was nice. They had that nice small aperture camera that they were running with as a film with the players. Gave it like a video game feel as they came out on the court. That was all pretty cool. So the stadium, particularly the Japanese stadium, Okinawa, lovely looking stadium. So good.
Kenyon, I want to ask you a question. Which game do you think was better viewed, the Slovenia game or the Germany game? A reminder, the Germany game was played on the Slovenia game was a Friday at 10 p.m.
Yep.
And the Germany game, I think, was a Sunday evening? God. Maybe I'm wrong about that. But
I should have the basketball.
The Germany game was a better time slot. It was earlier in the night and a better day than you know, Friday night. That's a tough ask to people at 10 o'clock. Which do you think was more watched, and have a stab at a number?
Oh, God. I mean, I'd have to guess the Slovenia game was more watched just because that's the one that we were up against. Yeah, and that was the bronze medal game. Luka Doncic, a lot of people know that name even if they don't know him as a player. So I would have to say that would have been watched. Numbers, oh God, like it was on ESPN and KO freebies. I mean,
was it a freebie? I don't think it was a freebie.
I don't know. I paid for ESPN on Fetch TV for a month. So
I watched it on KO. So it wasn't, no, I don't think it was a KO freebie. No.
But anyway, I'd say 300,000, 400,000, maybe.
I shouldn't have done this to you. 45K.
Man.
That was for Slovenia. And the Germany game was the bigger watched one with 53,000. So
53,000, that's tiny.
But having said that, you know, the Slovenia game got sixth highest watched thing on Foxtel. Germany game 17th. So while it was
in the pubs.
That's why I thought the same thing. I was like, well, the numbers will be whatever they are, the totals. And you capped out with Foxtel and ESPN, right? You have to have a subscription to watch them. If it was free to air, this number would obviously be higher. But that's not the deal that struck. But I thought, for sure, the Slovenia game will be better, even though it's a worse time slot. It's just a higher stakes game. I never saw it really modeled that way. I never saw it advertised that way. I didn't see anything. It didn't really get across the free-to-airs. Even just in passing, there was no real command of it. And the reason why I bring this all up, I may have said it, but 45 for Slovenia, 53,000 for the Germany game. I bring this up because We've kind of had a referendum now. We're about to have another referendum in October. But we've already had a referendum now where the women, we've had a basketball women's World Cup in Sydney. Then we had a women's soccer World Cup in Australia / New Zealand that was a gangbuster.
Yep.
And we saw how big the Matildas thing was. I mean, I remember the Women's World Cup had a bit of a following. The Women's FIBA World Cup, I should say, had a bit of a following, but not a lot. And this World Cup men's, despite being in a pretty good time zone.
Oh, perfect time. It is our time zone.
It is a good time zone. Just hasn't captured the Australian imagination, the Australian support. And I don't know what you think. I'm yet to form my thoughts, but what do you think when I say those numbers and we've seen the two side by side?
Yeah, I mean, well, this is the perennial problem with basketball, right? People make out like they'd like it. Yeah, I mean, that Marvel Stadium game sold out ridiculous numbers, 100,000 or whatever they got close to. There's like a casual appetite for basketball, but nobody ever really wants to dive in and really commit. And, you know, the idea of spending $10 to subscribe to ESPN for a month is just far too much, you know?
I think it's worse than that. I just don't think basketball has a good relation with your average newsroom. I just don't. The Matildas really got such a big thing because every newsroom had a live cross to the stadium and it was this, that, that. It could and should probably be the same thing. Maybe not this men's Olympic, but certainly when we hosted the women's, it just wasn't like that. And I'm still working. I mean, what I would have thought, and really the switch was flicked with the women's soccer World Cup football, where the networks just said, nah, we're going in and we're going. And they went hard. Like everything had their ads and had this and that.
Yeah.
Basketball just doesn't, it doesn't capture people. And I'm still trying to figure out why.
No, that's it. You got to follow the money, right? And it comes down to marketing and deals. You know,
but the Women's World Cup was nothing until people just decide, until they just decided, no, we're going to throw our lot in. And I just.
Yeah, but they got like players to sponsor products and, you know, they do an ad with a player. And I just think in basketball and with the Boomers, they don't, they've already got the NBA guys and they don't go looking for deals. You know, they're like, we don't need them. We're not so desperate for the cash. The
Boomers are a closely guarded secret. Matthew Adekponyi's made that nice documentary. Yeah, he's a brother-in-law of a player. Like that's as good access as you're going to get. That's, no one else would ever get a skerrick of that access. And I think the players like it that way. I think you're right where they're very happy to keep their public at a distance. I think they prefer it. And I've said it. I think that's why they did so well over in Tokyo, because they're like, oh, great, we're just playing in front of ourselves. Like, that's how we like it.
Hmm. Well, this is a question.
They would have loved it if no word of the medal made it back to Australia. It's their little dirty secret. Honestly, that's kind of the state of it.
This is the question I had. It dovetails neatly into it. The Boomers, right? They've made a big deal about Boomers culture. They have all the, you know, they're getting to know one another's and understanding what it means to play for Australia. Do you think maybe they're overcooked that just a little? Like, does the Slovenian national team have a big, you know, kumbaya and talk about what they need to do to represent Slovenia? Or do they just show up and hit 3-point baskets? You know, like, I worry that we've become too
ephemeral.
It's like, ultimately it's a game of sport, guys. Go and be good at the sport. And I don't mind some of the culture stuff. Don't get me wrong. I like it, but I feel like it's just become a bit overplayed.
I think, here's what I'll say. I think it's a great concoction. I think that in the absence of giving a genuine answer, it's just easy to sort of say we played down under in the locker room. I've never bought that crap. They won at the Olympics because Patty Mills scored 42 points on like 70% in that game, and he didn't against Slovenia the last time, and they lost by about, you know, the difference in his scoring tally. Not to put it on him, I'm just saying that.
Yeah.
You win these games on the floor, all that sort of stuff. Like, you tell me the teams of the when Australia got smoked, you know, weren't loving the experience. I just think it's BS, and I think that it's a symptom of the Boomers keeping everyone at a distance, where they just let that story permeate rather than being honest and be like, here's what we're doing strategically, here's what we like, here's what we don't like, here's who gets on, here's who doesn't get on. But I don't know, I just said before, it really came to the fore in Tokyo. So I never buy into that crap. I never buy into it. I think it's total it's just something to sort of write about. Mm. It's an easy 500 words in an article, but ultimately lame.
I just think it's been laid on way too thick recently.
Yeah, I agree with that. And this tournament, hopefully there's a recalibration where they're going to go, all right, who are actually our best five players that work well together and who are the three best players to supplement that? Yep. I think, yeah, going back to it, the weight of the future of the program. I said it in a tweet. This team felt like the modern Australian workplace where you had young guys doing most of the work for half the pay and then a couple of older guys swan around going like, you got it covered? Good. Good to see you. Yeah, I'll be over here. Don't worry. We're playing Down Under on the speaker. Yeah, that's mine. Don't touch it. Keep running around. See you on the back end. And that was what I thought. It was a great cross-section of every newsroom I've ever stepped in, every cafe, every restaurant, every office. And that was that. But, yeah, that Ingles may struggle for Paris. Mills still looked pretty good.
He scores, so he's got
value, and he's not afraid to shoot. That's that there. I don't think I have a lot more on this.
Well,
this
I just want to know who's going to win. Who's going to win the tournament?
Well, I mean, Lithuania just beat USA. But again, like everyone's like, oh, Lithuania, and we know the FIBA game better. They shot 56% from the outside. I know.
It's you make baskets, you win.
You shot an outrageous off the radar, off the graph percentage from 3-point. They basically pulled an Adelaide 36ers over the Phoenix Suns.
Great
and
analogy.
Everyone's like, oh, they're crafty with the FIBA game. Or the sidelines are a bit slimmer. It's like, they just shot the piss out of it. Yeah. Sometimes less is more with these things. So, But in answer to your question, who won the tournament? Who's going to win? I mean, jeez, come on. Team USA. So, I think it's going to be Team USA and Canada. And
okay,
USA.
So let me work you through the bracket. I've got it in front of me if you
Let's
want.
Let's do it.
You ready to do it? Okay, sure. So we're in the quarters. Italy versus USA.
USA.
Okay. Then Germany versus Latvia.
Oh, that'll be a good one. Latvia. I'm going. Interesting. Latvia moved the ball so well, and Schröder yelled at the coach, so I think he's going to frame it and go the opposite direction.
Latvia
just look good. They're just tough guys who, you know, it's like that character in The Wog Boys. Like, I'm half Croatian, half Serbian. I wake up in the morning, I want to kill myself. I think they're just like, well, they don't want to go back to Latvia. They're in Philippines, wherever they are. They're loving it. They're like, let's continue the dream. I've been to Latvia in the winter. You don't want to do it.
All right. Riga's
nice.
So then Latvia take on the USA.
Yeah, USA.
USA. Okay, so the USA are then through to the final. The other half of the bracket, you have Lithuania. This should be a fun game. Lithuania up against Serbia.
Oh, wow.
I like this game.
I mean, Lithuania are unbeaten. I don't know who they've played other than USA. Flip. Who was it against Serbia? Wow.
Yeah, I know. Flip a coin, right?
Oh, I'll go Lithuania.
Yeah, I think I will too, but I'm not confident. And then in the other one, you've got this.
We're not confident, but they are.
Canada, Slovenia.
It's Canada. Whew.
Canada, yeah, sure. We're Canada, but it's going to be so.
That's going to be, they're good, great. They're really good games.
Yeah.
Like, and I'll ask the question to the viewer out there, listener. Mm. Who should Australia replace of that group? Who on that list does Australia have a better roster than? Who do they play better than? My answer is none of those teams.
Maybe Latvia.
Maybe Latvia. Oh, I saw a highlight of the way they moved the ball the other day. I was like, nah, that was so dynamic. Whereas you got Giddy like bouncing the ball like he's in the driveway. Ingles with his back to the hoop. I was like, oh, yuck. I fell asleep during the Georgia game. This is like a little word of the wise for the listener. I covered that one and watched the first quarter and they're up big. And I was like, yeah, of course, Australia going to win now. Doesn't matter. It's when some of these guys play their best. And I fell asleep. eating a sandwich, woke up, had crumbs on my lapel. I was like, oh, fuck, what the fuck? I was like, oh, shit. It's like 4 minutes left in the fourth. I was like, what happened? No, piecing it together. Still got my report out on time, though. Still.
Got to admit, I only watched the mini of that game.
Hey, I get paid for the attempt on these reports, and I got it done.
All right, so we've got Lithuania and Canada.
Canada. I really like SGA. I don't know how you'd say Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I don't know how you should stop that guy. He's playing great.
Nah, he's good. Okay, so that takes us through the final. USA versus Canada, North American
USA.
Affair.
Yeah, USA win. Would you agree with all those or you got a different way?
I agree up to the final. I'm going to tip Canada over the USA.
think Australia, I think USA kind of bruised. They're a good roster. I actually really like some of their players. Like I really like Halliburton and Austin Reeves is a fine player and a couple of athletic guys. They're a little bit soft. The big guys they've taken just don't seem to hit the boards as well, but I think they'll pull their bootstraps up pretty confident.
Okay. There you go. Don't bother watching the tournament. You've just heard the results.
I'm not. I might watch the Lithuania game. That's about it. I'm just looking here. No, that's everything. That's everything. I mean, the Australia-Germany game, 17th on Foxtel on its night. Mm. Australia-Slovenia, 6th on Foxtel. Both around about 50K viewers. Not great.
Man, they need to give me a ratings box. I'd boost that.
I know. Well, next time. NBL stuff. NBL's coming out. Season starts in 23 or 4 days, something like that.
Yeah, I know. It's not long.
Not long. We'll be doing a
blitz in a week or two. Yeah
we'll, up in Sunshine Coast or Gold Coast. Same thing, right?
Yeah, Gold Coast.
That'd be nice. Darwin's better, but Gold Coast would be nice.
Yeah, I think the players will enjoy it. I would watch out. I'm not sure every player's going to be sober when the moment they hit the court.
What a fun trip. That would be fun. Yeah. A little bit more happening in Darwin. Darwin's a nice spot, though. Bless him.
Oh, imagine the groupies. Woo!
That'd be fun, meter maids and that. Yeah.
Have fun, NBL players.
The problem is I'd go up there. If I got an assignment to head up there and dispatch, I always wouldn't go to the game. I just wouldn't go. I know myself. I'd pretend to, and then I wouldn't go. Anyway, that's it. Everyone out there, if you're listening, Patreon. It's in the link. Oh, sorry, it's in the link. It's in the description. The link is in the description.
Yeah.
Go ahead and do that. We'll be back.
Review, subscribe.
Rate, review, subscribe, all that stuff. Why not? You're not doing anything. Odds are you're driving, just swerve into traffic and rate the show. I think that's all. Let's get out of here.
We're done. See ya.